Well, now this is going to be a little bit of a different exercise in that there's nothing physical about it. Has a tremendous amount of research. And what I've done with this is created really almost a new type of breathing technique. I call it the AAA breathing exercise, abolish anxiety anytime. In the past 10 years, there's been a tremendous amount of focus and attention placed upon meditation and how meditation can rewire your brain and how your meditation can affect various areas of your life and create positive changes that are lasting. One of the keys to most types of meditation is the type of breathing they employ. Many years ago, I was in a small little bookstore and I found a book called The Science of Breath. And it had a profound effect on me because there was 20 different breathing techniques and each technique affected the body in a different way, some emotional and some physical. Over the years, I've incorporated these into my athletic training. I've incorporated them into my practice. I've incorporated them into success. I've incorporated them into health. And it never ceases to amaze me just how impactful just simple breathing can be. In the Eastern tradition, in the Ayurvedic tradition, which is Eastern India, the yogis consider Westerners improper breathers. And the reason is that in the West here, we tend to breathe with our mouth open and we breathe in through our mouth. And our bodies are not designed to breathe through our mouth. Our bodies are designed to breathe through our nose. That's why we have all the hair. When you breathe in through your nose, it creates a whole cascade of sensors that alert the brain to all sorts of different things, including temperature, bacteria, different types of pathogens. And secondarily, breathing into the belly. Now, in the West, we're very conscious of our stomachs. We don't want to show the Buddha belly. But yet, when we become chest breathers, we lose upwards of 60% of our breath capacity, cutting down the amount of oxygen that is trying to nourish our cells and our brain. 60%. Think about that. So when you breathe, you're starting to create an environment where cells can proliferate, where your body can actually function at a very high level. And breathing is simple. And again, it meets my three criteria. It's cost effective, it's time efficient, and it has a high impact. This breathing exercise in particular is a combination of techniques from both the Chinese and the Ayurvedic traditions. I encourage you to read up not only on breathing techniques, but also on meditation and really embrace this because one of the primary things that breathing and meditation can do is calm your nervous system and secondarily lower a hormone called cortisol, which is our stress hormone. Let's face it, getting divorced is highly stressful. And the time prior to divorce is highly stressful. And by the time that you finally make the decision to actually get divorced, you've been stressed out for a long time. Exercise is great. Exercise is probably the number one thing that I do to de-stress myself. But I also find that exercise falls way short sometimes when there are just so many things on my plate because, again, it's a physical release. It's not doing a lot for the rewiring of my brain and to shut off the negative chatter that I and others loop into. There's not a lot for me to really tell you about how to do this breath that's not in the PDF, but I will go through it because I think it's important to point out a couple of things as you go through the breath. Number one, I use a full breath. And what a full breath means is that I breathe in through my nose, and as I do, I arch my back slightly. And I allow for my belly to get soft. And I breathe into, actually just below my belly button at first. And I sink my chest down so that I'm just filling up my belly. And then as that becomes full, it naturally, as I keep breathing in, starts to force my rib cage up. As that happens, I allow my chest to start to expand and my back starts to go into extension. And then the full breath finishes by breathing up underneath your collarbones and really up underneath your chin. You hold that for a second, and then as you start to breathe out, you drop your chin first. And then you start to allow your chest to start to go, or your upper back start to round just a little bit. And as you completely breathe out, you are starting to collapse down onto your tummy just a little bit. So your back is rounded, not greatly, but it's rounded a bit. And then as you start your breath in again through your nose, you arch your back and allow your tummy to start to get full. Breathing in up into the rib cage, breathing up and underneath the chin. You pause for a moment and then you breathe out. That's a full breath. Again, I don't know the percentages, but it's a very high percentage of people in the United States that are chest breathers and are really harming their health. Chest breathers are generally high anxiety. Things like high blood pressure can result from it, strokes, poor digestive health, because that breath going in and out, you're actually creating part of the motion for the intestines to function properly. But it also acts as a pump for the cerebrospinal fluid, which is the fluid that bathes the brain and the spinal cord. So here's how it's done. Again, I want you to place the tip of your tongue in the roof of your mouth and start inhaling through your nose as you arch your low back gently and allow your lower belly to fill. After you've filled your belly, let your chest expand until you feel your breath up and under your chin. I want you then to relax your shoulders. Pause for 1 to 2 seconds. Then you release your tongue. You purse your lips into a very tight O shape and you exhale. And when I say tight, I want you to restrict the pace at which the breath comes out so that you can control it. Now, what's important here is this. On your breath in, it may take you 8 to 10 seconds. I generally take around 10 to 12 seconds for my breath in and anywhere between 16 to 20 seconds to breathe out. And by pursing your lips and blowing ever so slowly out, you're really allowing the body to fully relax and into the breath. When you begin breathing back in again, I want you to really focus on very slow inhale. Very slow inhale. Because I want you to give yourself time to feel the belly expanding. This is a fantastic breath for people who worry, people who are anxious, people who have high blood pressure. And here's how you can really make this an even better exercise. When you take and breathe out fully, you want to breathe all the way out and you want to blow every last little bit of breath out. And then you want to pause at the bottom of your breath for a count of two. Now, this is what happens. Your mind automatically goes, oh my gosh, I'm out of breath. And you reflexively breathe in very quickly and blow through the belly breath and right into the chest. The nervous system goes, oh, goodness gracious. Okay, I'm okay. I have a breath in. That's actually contributing to the anxiety. You can rewire your brain by controlling your breath. And it's when your breath is completely out and you get that anxiety reflex, you consciously stop yourself and you hold it for the count of 1, 2, and then very slowly start to breathe in. The first couple times you do it, you're going to breathe in too quickly. That's okay. But every single time you do this, I want you to try and breathe in slower and slower to the point where you can get that 8 to 10 second breath in with no problem whatsoever. And it's even easy to go a lot longer than that. But it's at that pause at the bottom of your breath. That's the key. Because when the brain and the nervous system start to go, oh my gosh, I'm out of breath. And it tries to inhale quickly and you calm it down. What you're doing is you're sending signals to parts of your brain to calm down in the presence of that stimulus. And as you do so, your physical body calms down. Your emotional body calms down. And you start to reclaim the control over your breath and therefore over your body and over your anxiety or your worry. The key to this is practice, practice, practice. Before I started doing tapping and before I started doing meditation, some other things, I used to use this breathing pattern to help deal with my anxiety and also to help me to sleep at night. I teach this to almost every one of my clients because it's a part of my work now. It's one of those things where it's a fantastic thing to do just before you go to sleep. It's a great thing to do when you want to focus for a moment and calm yourself down before an event, whether that event is an event at work or you're in some sort of an activity or a sporting event. It's a great way to just physically calm yourself down, which then is also emotionally calming yourself down. Sometimes starting to tap may make you feel uncomfortable. The breathing is something that you can do anywhere, anytime. Now, it takes a little bit longer than tapping, and you're really reclaiming control over your anxiety by simply controlling that bottom part of your breath. So to recap, you're going to be taking a full breath, which means that you will be breathing into your belly as you tilt your pelvis forward and arch your back. As you continue to breathe in through your nose and your nose only, you are then going to bring your breath up and into your chest, up and underneath your ribcage, into your chest, until you get the very top of your chest and you tip your chin up just a little bit for the last little bit of breath. You're going to hold it for a count of two. You are then going to purse your lips very tightly and control your breath out, so that you can continuously breathe out slower and slower until you get to the 10 to 15 second range of slowly breathing out. You pause after you've released all of your breath for a count of two, and then very slowly and deliberately, you start to breathe back in again through your nose, full breath, pause at the top, and back down again. And I want you to do this for at least a minute, but work your way up to 3 to 5 minutes of this. Best times to do this: before bed, before an event of any sort, or any time you start to feel like things are getting out of control, or when you're really nervous and you just need to calm yourself down and you've got a quiet place you can do so. Now, the last tip is this. I quite often simply breathe and tap on all the acupuncture points without thinking of anything. I just clear my mind and I let whatever thoughts come in, come in. I'm not controlling my thoughts at all. All I'm doing is I'm focusing on my breathing while I tap for about 10 seconds on each point, and I just move the point. And it is incredibly powerful and incredibly calming and relaxing. So I want you to try it. To do this, find a place where you're comfortable and go for it. And practice, practice, practice.